Hello, my name is Mashauna. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I have a question.
Okay.
Maybe y'all can answer. I'm not sure. My son's in daycare, and we found out yesterday he was a close contact. So they shut the daycare down in there to clean everything. I've got him with me. Now, my question is, his older brother, which is in school, should he be quarantined or can he go on?
Okay, let me see. Give me one second. I'm going to go here on the Alabama Public Health website, and I'm going to get information on that for you through the frequently asked questions.
I tried to find it, and I couldn't find it on the website.
Or you just have to find a question that, like, relates to it. Let me go on the CDC website.
I did find some things saying, okay, the siblings could go ahead and go to work. I mean, if they could go to work, like other pair of a close contact. Basically, I think it was Minnesota's that I found online. But they said, well, if you had a kid in daycare as a close contact, that anybody else in the household can go ahead about the regular routine. So I don't know. My ex-wife is telling me, no, everybody has to quarantine everybody in the house, and I'm telling her, ain't what I'm reading. I said only our youngest needs, is out to watch.
Okay, it says here as of the HER Health Service website, it says if your child has been in close contact with someone who has COVID-19 in school or child care, you will be contacted to bring your child home. The risk of your child becoming infected with COVID-19 from this close contact is low. Even if your child does become infected with the virus, most children don't get any symptoms. If they do get symptoms, they usually have a very mild illness.
Yeah, but does it say anything about their brothers or sister having to go back to school or not?
The rest of your household, if your children who is in close contact with no symptoms of COVID-19, other people in the house do not need to restrict their movements. They can go to continue work, school, preschool, or child care.
Okay.
But if they has also been in close contact with someone of COVID-19, they should restrict their movements. They will also be referred for a free COVID test.
Okay, thank you. That's what I needed to make sure, that they can go back to school. She's telling me that they can't. I'm telling her that I don't see why they can't. But since it's my week to have my kids, and we're going through a custody issue, she told me last night if I send them to school, she's going to say that I'm endangering them and going to call for an emergency hearing for her to get full custody. I think she's just running her mouth and trying to make me so I have to take all week off.
Yeah, you should just check in
job.
With your kids and make sure that they're always fine and not feeling anything, and feeling well.
Okay. Well, I got both of them here with me today. I let the other one go back to school. He was upset today because he couldn't go back to school to see his friends. thank you.
Yes, I hope we have been able to help. If you need any more information, you can visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day, sir.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.